You that delight in a jocular song, come listen unto me a while, sir. I will engage you shall not tarry long, before it will make you to smile, sir. Near to the town there lived an old man, had three pretty maids to his daughters, of whom I will tell such a story anon, will tickle your fancy with laughter. The old man he had in his garden a pond, 'twas in very fine summer weather. The daughters one night they were all very fond to go and bathe in it together, which they agreed, but happened to be o'erheard by a youth in the house, sir, who got into the garden and climbed up a tree, and there sat as still as a mouse, sir. The branch where he sat, it hung over the pond. At each puff of wind he did totter, pleased with the thoughts he should sit so abscond and see them go into the water. When the old man was safe in his bed, the daughters then to the pond went, sir. One to the other, two laughing, she said, as high as our bubbles will vent. Upon the tender green grass they sat down, they all were of delicate feature, each plucked off her petticoat, smock, and gown, no sight it could ever be sweeter. Into the pond then dabbling they went, so clean that they needed no washing, but they were also unluckily bent, like boys they began to be dashing. If anybody should see us, says one, they'd think we were boding of evils, and from the sight of us quickly would run to avoid so many white devils. This put the youth on such a merry pin, he let go his hold through his laughter, and as it fell out he fell tumbling in, and scared them all out of the water. The old man by this time a noise had heard, and rose out of bed in a fright, sir, and comes to the door with a rusty old sword, there stood in a posture to fight, sir. The daughters they all came tumbling in, and over their dad they did blunder, who cried aloud, "Mercy, O good gentlemen," and thought they were thieves came to plunder. The noise by this time the neighborhood heard, who came with long clubs to assist him. He told them that three bloody rogues run upstairs, he dared by no means to resist them, for they were clothed all in their buff, he see as they should in their shoulders, and black bandoliers hung before like a ruff, which made them believe they were soldiers. The virgins their clothes in the garden had left, and keys of their trunks in their pocket. To put on the sheets they were fain to make shift, their chest they could not unlock it. At last ventured up these valiant men, thus armed with courage undaunted, but took them for spirits and run back again, and swore that the house it was haunted. As they retreated, the young man they met come shivering in at the door, sir, who looked like a rat with his clothes dropping wet. No rogue that was pumped could look worse, sir. All were amazed to see him come in, and asked of him what was the matter. He told them the story and where he had been, which made them burst into a laughter.